Pro-immigrant demonstrators blocked traffic in front of the North Carolina governor's mansion yesterday as they protested a new law that tightens local police collaboration with federal immigration agents. WUNC's Jorge Valencia has more.
We are North Carolina! We are North Carolina!
Dozens of people raised their fists, held posters, and shouted. It was a familiar sight as far as protests go.
Sin papeles, sin miedo.
But this one was bilingual. And all of a sudden, six people walked onto the street and locked their arms together with plastic traps. A man locked their ankles with chains.
Out of the street, folks! Out of the street! Everybody.
Raleigh police officers quickly pushed most of the protesters onto the sidewalk. But the six in chains sat in the middle of the street in front of the state's executive mansion. They were angry about a bill Governor Pat McCrory signed into law this week. It includes the following two provisions. It makes it illegal for city councils to instruct their police officers to not ask people about their immigration status. And it tells local governments that they can't accept ID cards issued by consulates or nonprofit organizations as a form of identification.
McCrory no nos quiso escuchar.
McCrory didn't want to listen to us.
Carmen Rodriguez and Angelina Echeverria were two of the six locked down.
We spent a month standing there right where you are.
Pasando frío.
We suffered cold.
Bajo la lluvia.
Under the rain.
A few dozen turned out almost every day since the Republican-led General Assembly sent the Republican governor the bill at the end of September. He signed it this week at the Guilford County Sheriff's Office.
We have gang violence that continues to go up, sometimes because of international gangs. We have schools that are becoming overcrowded. We have drug trafficking. We have hospital emergency rooms that are often flowing over with patients. And most and worst of all, we now have the scourge of human trafficking.
McCrory said federal lawmakers have done little to address the 11 million people living in the country without authorization, and that some local officials have created policies that sidestep federal immigration law. These have become known across the country as sanctuary cities.
The concepts and policies of sanctuary cities is contrary to the oath of every law enforcement officer and elected official who they each took an oath of office to uphold the Constitution.
So McCrory says it's his duty to prevent officials at the municipal level from tying the hands of police officers.
We must know who is in our country, and we must respect them while also verifying their identification. Because as the sheriffs have communicated to me and other law enforcement, there's a lot of false identification out there.
From the perspective of most police agencies, this is not going to have much of an impact.
Cesar Cuauhtemoc Garcia Hernandez is a professor at the University of Denver who focuses on immigration and criminal law.
These so-called sanctuary laws are present in the vast minority of jurisdictions. And that's true in North Carolina, just as it's true of California or any other state.
In North Carolina, roughly half a dozen cities had what could qualify as sanctuary ordinances. They include Durham, Chapel Hill, and Greensboro. Back in front of the governor's mansion, protesters held signs with a picture of McCrory on top of a Ku Klux Klan hood and suit. Enrique Martinez, who works at a concrete manufacturing factory, was in the crowd.
En las construcciones, en las carreteras, está nuestro sudor.
We sweat at construction sites, he says, and now they want to kick us out with this racist law. Martinez says he's not going to move and that he will ask his allies who are citizens to vote against a McCrory re-election. Raleigh police eventually arrested the six people who were blocking the street, but not before they spent 3 hours protesting, and not before a band arrived to show support. In Raleigh, I'm Jorge Valencia.